Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to In the Cut with your guest host, John Moore.
Today's date is
November 16th, 2010.
This is the November 16th episode of In the Cut. I'm your guest host today, John Moore, and in the studio will be co-host Groovebot.
I'd like to thank you for having me out today.
Thanks for stopping by, Groovebot. Today should be a promising show. We're going to be talking about music news and gear reviews today. Each segment is going to be broken down into two different parts. On the first one, we're going to talk about music, trends, the industry, and all of the good stuff that's going on, as well as a little bit of the bad. And then we're going to shift gears on segment two, and we're going to talk about the newer apps for iPad and iPod, as well as some of the newest software and hardware that's coming out. So stay tuned, hang out with Groovebot and myself, and we will get underway. Today we're going to be talking about some of the things that are in the headlines for the music industry. I don't know if anybody has been to Apple in the last day or so and noticed that they've had a nice slogan on their website stating, "Tomorrow is just another day, period, that you'll never forget." And they had the times posted at the bottom of the website of when the site would be back online. So all day I'm thinking, you know what? Don't tell me that they're going to come out with the next generation iPad already when I just bought this thing. So I sat by the computer endlessly this morning, waiting for that 10 o'clock to roll around on the Eastern Coast. And lo and behold, what do I see but a photo of the Beatles? Now, I'm not a huge fan of the Beatles, but I do appreciate what they did. But the entire thing was designed around making you think that it would be a day that you would never forget. After all this time, iTunes has finally released the Beatles albums on their website. And not to sound like a cynic or anything like that, but do they not think that everybody up to this point hasn't already ripped the songs individually and put on their iPod? But I digress a little bit. It's nice that they were actually able to get that going. The only thing they could really do at this point is maybe help put the Beatles back in their top-selling charts. You know, it's a great move for them to make some more money, but I really don't think that it's going to be anything spectacular like they were making it sound.
I don't think that really lives up to the hype they tried to make it out to be.
Yeah, me neither. Anyways, we do have a good bit of news for you Daft Punk fans out there. Anyone who has ever wanted to see Daft Punk in a movie, you'll get your chance in the new Tron sequel. Daft Punk will make a cameo. Disney has hired them to do the entire movie score. One of the songs called Derezzed is actually featured in the movie, and that should be out this December. So be looking forward to that one.
I gotta get props to my robot peeps out there. Daft Punk, good job. You're looking great in the movies.
So, all right, well, I got a little bit of bad news for all you performance artists out there and those of you who like the Jazz Mutant Lemur so well. The representative for the Jazz Mutant Company has released a statement saying that the Jazz Mutant Lemur is no longer going to be made. It will be discontinued, and sales will go through December 2011. The factory has just finished shipping the last bit of stock, and sales will go on the Jazz Mutant Lemur 25% off starting in December. It looks like for those of you who have the Jazz Mutant Lemur and you love it, hang on to it because it is now going to be a vintage piece of hardware. For those of you who are looking to switch over to the ever-evolving iPad, now might be a good time because if you're going to sell, prices are going to drop. Unless it gets to the point where, you know, it becomes one of those treasured pieces of equipment that can no longer be bought, then the price might jump up. But at any rate, that's something to look out for. I'm a Jazz Mutant Lemur owner myself, and I'm kind of at a crossroads. I have the iPad and I have the Lemur, and both do really well as far as being a MIDI controller, but they each have their perks. The only thing that I'm worried about with the iPad is having one of those Bluetooth dropouts and losing connection. But be warned, be aware. And that's it for the news today. Hang on for our second segment, where we're going to be doing some gear reviews and talk about some of the new gear, hardware, and iPad, iPhone apps that are coming out.
Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to In the Cut.
Welcome back to In the Cut. I'm your guest host today, John Moore. My co-host today is Groovebot.
Hi.
Thanks, Groovebot.
You're welcome.
So we're going to get into some of the gear reviews, hardware, software, iPhone, iPad apps that are coming out or already out.
You mind if I do some introductions here?
Groovebot, why don't you let us know what the first one is?
Our first product is the Studio Blade. Complete music, production workstations, powered by Intel processors. A 64-bit Windows 7.
Indeed it is. The new Studio Blade looks like it's going to be a runner-up for the Open Labs Nico and Miko series. It comes with Windows 7 and Intel processors as its main core, virtual instruments, mastering effects, and a bunch of utilities to customize the Control DAW MIDI control surface. It kind of looks like a smaller iPad that actually can be mounted on the keyboard itself. It's not as intricate as the Nico or the Miko, but it is a runner-up. It comes with knobs, faders, it's got a grid-style program like Ableton Live. It actually comes with the Studio One Pro from Presonus software, and also comes with 10 gigabytes of sounds. It looks like it's going to come in a 61 and an 88 key version, with prices starting around $25.99 US dollars for the 61 key. Groovebot, can you introduce the next product, please?
The next product is Pro Tools 9.
Pro Tools has announced a new version, Pro Tools 9. It has now become an open platform type of DAW. I guess because of all of the sales from Logic, Cubase, Ableton Live, and the integration with Max Core Audio and all of the other third-party audio interfaces, Pro Tools has had to step it up a little bit. They've actually developed Pro Tools 9 that allows people to have the same freedom and flexibility. The only thing you really need to run Pro Tools 9 at this point is an iLock key. That said, they've opened up the ability to use audio interfaces from third parties as well as Avid or none at all. You can simply just plug in an iLock key to, let's say, your MacBook Pro, open up a 9 session, you're good to go. What this is going to do is it's going to free things up for people who have different interfaces. It's going to allow you to have a better workflow. It's going to allow you to network and take projects other places a lot easier. It's just going to be better for everyone. So I'm looking forward to trying it out. The upgrade looks like it's going to be about $250, I think, for the LE. So we'll see how it goes, and we'll get back to you on that. Groovebot, if you wouldn't mind, can you let us know what iPad app we're going to be talking about today?
We're going to be discussing TouchAble, a new OSC controller for the iPad to control Ableton Live.
For those of you who like the Jazz Mutant Lemur, TouchAble has tried to recreate a lot of that look and feel on the new app that they have for the iPad. It has multiple types of controller. You have MIDI pads, keys, XY pads, clip launch, the look and feel of Ableton Live on an iPad. It is the closest thing that I have found thus far to actually having Ableton Live separate from a computer. Though it's not to the Lemur standards as far as the finite MIDI control, it still has a huge advantage over the Lemur with its graphic interface. You can move multiple instances at once. The interface is just like a smaller version of Ableton Live on the touchpad. and you can flip between scenes to get to your different MIDI controllers. So check that out. Touchable, or Touchable, however you want to say it. Groovebot, what's that website again?
Touch-Able.com.
Check it out. See if you like it. For those of you who like the Lemur, you're probably going to like this if you're going to switch over to the iPad. So check that out. Come back. Check us out next week. I've been your guest host today. My name is John Moore. My co-host today has been Groovebot.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming out. So we'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.
In the Cut.